Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, February the 27th, 2008. 7 Palestinians killed during Israeli army attacks on Gaza, while in the West Bank, undercover army forces kill 1 Palestinian, injuring 4. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported that 2 Palestinian farmers were killed on Wednesday afternoon during Israeli shelling of farmland near Gaza City in the northern part of the coastal region. Dr. Ma'awiyah Abu Hassanein of the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza told reporters that 2 farmers were killed and 2 others injured when Israeli tanks stationed at the borders near Gaza City shelled nearby farmland. Also on Wednesday afternoon, Israeli media sources reported that 17 Palestinian homemade shells fired from Gaza landed in the nearby southern Israeli town of Sderot, killing 1 Israeli man and injuring 3 others. 5 resistance fighters, members of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, were killed, and 3 others wounded in an Israeli airstrike in the early morning. The Al-Qassam Brigades identified the victims as their own and stated that the attack was an Israeli-targeted assassination. The brigade said that those killed were field members of the group. In the West Bank today, the Israeli army killed 1 Palestinian, injured 4, and kidnapped at least 10 others from several cities and towns. A special undercover unit of the Israeli army invaded the northern West Bank city of Nablus on Wednesday morning, killing 1 and wounding 3, and kidnapping 5, local sources reported. Eyewitnesses stated that troops disguised as vegetable traders drove a truck into the city. Troops opened fire at Palestinian security office in Nablus city as 5 resistance fighters from the Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, were leaving. The 5 fighters were injured and taken political prisoner by the undercover force. The Israeli army later announced the death of Ibrahim Al-Masimi, 25, one of those injured. He was handed over to Palestinian ambulance crews at a nearby military checkpoint. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Conscience Londres and Ghassan Benora.